sing a song, because here we go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Ring.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some fucking.
Ooh!
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly. The halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday,
Kwanzaa.
Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way.
Blacks. Instrumental break. What do we do?
Earlier, it said that the couples were trying to stop. What?
Yeah,
what kind of horrible party are you at where, like, everybody's trying so hard to stop dancing? Saxophones are the ducks of instruments.
Here we go again. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of high. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way.
Blacks. Ho, 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 ho. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Santa away.
That ain't right.
Hey, everybody. It's I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Yeah, episode 150, Kyle.
I know. Can you believe it?
Jesus Christ.
That seems like a lot of episodes.
We are out of control.
I think we should start deleting episodes because that's just too many.
Yeah.
There's a guy. I'm Kyle, by the way.
And I'm Orion.
And there's a guy just joined our forum by the name of Bames Jond.
Say that again.
Bames Jond.
Jond, like plural?
Like James Bond with the first initials.
Got it.
Moved around.
Ah.
And he said that he's listened to all of the episodes. He said he didn't want to register in the forums until he listened to all of them.
Okay.
Actually, he said watched all of them, but I think he meant listened.
All right.
Either that or he's
forgivable.
He's in the wrong forum.
Yeah.
But, and you know, that's great. Like, I have mixed feelings about that. You know, that's great. Yeah. I'm glad that people are liking the show enough to go through them all, you know, to have that kind of dedication.
Yeah.
Even if it's mostly out of just pure boredom and you're like, I have literally nothing else to do, so I'll just listen to these assholes talk.
That's like days
but
of episodes.
Yeah, it really is. At this
Jesus.
Point, I'd have to do the math on it. But if you assume, even if you assume every episode is a flat hour, which most of them are more than that, that's, you know, 150 hours of content.
Not always the best.
No, yeah, exact. That's another reason I have mixed feelings about it is because if you come into the show now and you like it and then you're like, but I got to start at the beginning.
No.
Oh, man. No. I'm a little bit embarrassed by those early episodes. I'm not too embarrassed. I think they're okay, but I don't think they're quite Brant Tobler level bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I'm impressed that you stuck around, like that you listened to all of them and you were like, I still want to join the forums.
Even after a bad one.
Yeah.
Oh, especially the early ones. Oh.
Yeah.
And going, yeah, I will continue on. Yes.
And the weird thing about the early ones is that they, whenever I occasionally go back and just listen to random episodes and just to kind of refresh my memory. And the early ones almost sound scripted at points.
Oh yeah.
And I think there's
so
a very
nervous.
Good reason for that. They never were scripted, but like in the early episodes, I would try desperately to come up with something to talk about on the next show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would be walking around for days basically practicing it in my head. And I would have full lines that I knew I was going to say.
Oh no.
And so then I'd say them and it sounded like I was saying these lines that I'd come up with. And there were times where we would just stop and stare at each other because like a conversation had basically come to its end.
Yeah, it happens.
And we would just look at each other and then I'd pause the recording program and we'd think for a while and then start it back up and start talking again. And
try to make it sound natural.
Yeah.
Like we just kind of went,
I think
anyway.
Most of the time we managed to make it sound natural, but there are a few times I bet you can tell.
Yeah,
we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Thankfully. But yeah, so those early episodes are, they're a bit on the awesome side.
No.
So Orion.
Yeah.
Are you doing any Christmas like gift exchanges? Have you done any of that yet?
No.
Or did you get a lot of presents for people, or is this like a year where you're just like,
It's not that I didn't have the money. I just, man, the time is flying by so fast. It's like, wait, Christmas Eve is this week? Oh, shit. I didn't even know it was Tuesday. You know, it's that kind of shit. So it's like, oh, too late. Because I prefer to do my shopping online. That's where all the cool shit is. You go to a store and it's like, okay, this is what they have, and I guess I'll settle with this. Whereas online, it's like endless, you know? You shop all the stores. It's just the best. And I know it hurts the economy, but I don't give a shit.
Does it hurt the economy?
A little bit.
I mean, is everything you buy online, do you buy it all from China?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it hurts the economy to shop at Amazon or whatever.
It hurts the businesses.
It hurts the local businesses.
Community.
But fuck the local businesses.
I know.
The local businesses are usually shit. I've sort of talked about this before. I do not understand people's bizarre desire to support their local mom and pop.
Yeah, you're settling.
If the local mom and pop business is awesome, or it caters to some kind of need that's, you know, not quite catered to by other stores. You know, there's an advantage to going to a physical store. You can get whatever it is you want right then.
Yeah.
Like there's kind of local, it's not that close to here exactly, but kind of local video game store called Vidiots that specializes in all like retro games and stuff. And they have a rack of like retro strategy guides and magazines and stuff. And that's a really cool place because for a long time, it was the only place that did that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, support them, I guess. But people want to sit like some dumb mom and pop coffee shop will open up and people will be like, how can you go to Starbucks when Auntie Gertrude's bullshit coffee house is right down the street? Well, Auntie Gertrude serves shit.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Like it's a house. Like you drink it in her living room. You know, I don't understand the weird desire to keep everything small like that.
Just to, you know, stand behind the principle. It's not about their quality of product.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
So you haven't done any gift exchanging yet. Are you going to be? I know you're going to your family Christmas.
Yeah. We are not. We've bought some stuff for my kid, but that's about it. And I know when I go to the family Christmas, I'm going to get a lot of bullshit. Mm-hmm. Pajamas, gloves.
Yeah.
Stuff I can use, but I didn't ask, and I'll feel bad because I never get them. I never get anyone anything every year. And every year I tell them, stop giving me shit. Stop, you know, burdening yourself with, oh shit, we got to get something for Orion.
Yeah.
Oh, he's last on the list. Oh shit.
That's another one of those.
Some gloves.
That's another one of those weird things, though, like we were talking about last week with the not knowing what to do when it comes to offering people stuff in your house and whether or not you should accept it. It's if somebody says, like, if somebody came to you and said, what do you want for Christmas? And you say, don't get me anything.
Yeah.
I really don't want anything.
Yeah.
Even if they believe you, they're still going to feel like, but it was my idea to get, like, I want to get now. They'll get you something dumb because you didn't give them an answer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they feel pressured to do it just from themselves, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I am getting nothing for nobody. I haven't gotten anything for anybody. I had no intention of even participating in a gift exchange.
Yeah.
But today I went out to the gas station, one of my gas station treks, wandered down there to get some smokes. And when I wandered back, I was home alone when I left. When I got back, my roommate John and his girlfriend and a friend of theirs were sitting in the living room. And there were presents everywhere.
Oh, shit.
And I, you know, I was fine with that. I knew John's girlfriend was going to come over. And I knew John was making stroganoff in a crock pot because, you know, he's an adult and I'm not. But I didn't know that it was going to be this gift exchange thing. And I come in and one of the first things I hear is, hey, there's a bag for you on the table.
No.
And I look over there and there's this like brown paper bag, but it's got handles. It's like a nice bag and it's got a bow on it and I couldn't tell what was in it. And I felt kind of bad because like, you know, I didn't get anybody anything.
I know.
And, but it's kind of awesome. I guess this is from I think this is from John's girlfriend. It might be a joint present, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's from his girlfriend. Let me grab it. Okay.
Oh, man, what is this?
This is probably the only Christmas present I'll get this year, and I'm fine with that because it's awesome. It is four tubes of Pringles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I worry that because I'm bad no matter what the gift is at properly expressing my joy. You know, I'm not. Yeah. I've never been like the N64 kid that everybody's seen on YouTube screaming N64, Nintendo 64. I've never been like that.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely quite happy with this gift.
That is thoughtful and awesome.
I think
you can't go wrong. You'll eat it.
People insist sometimes on getting gifts for other people, even if they know nothing about them.
Yeah.
They have no idea what to get them. And they usually end up getting them something dumb. Mm-hmm. Something that like a board game for somebody who doesn't play board games. Because they just assume everybody plays board games. Or socks or underwear. Yeah. Or,
hey, you want Clue? It's a classic. Here you go. Oh, I know you love this.
Here's a scarf that I made you, even though I've never seen you with a scarf on in your entire life. Yeah. I just assume that's because you didn't have one. But this is, in a way, probably the most thoughtful gift I've ever gotten.
I would have never thought.
I think she asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I said I didn't want anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm that asshole. And so, what does Kyle like? Well, Pringles. and it's absolutely correct. I haven't opened any of them yet because we just ate other stuff. But let's see what I got. I got some original, but they're Darth Vader original.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure why there are Star Wars-themed Pringles right now, but it's because the complete saga is coming out on Blu-ray.
Okay. I was going to say, no new movies.
I got two Star Wars-themed ones. This one is Princess Leia Pizza, and this one is way better than the Darth Vader original because look at this. Look what's on the front of this
can. Oh, my God.
Can. There's a chip. There's a Pringle with pizzas for like the Princess Leia hair buns.
Yeah, on each side.
On each side.
That's so great.
That's pretty fantastic.
That's fucking awesome.
And then I got two with warning labels on the top. They're Pringles Extreme, spelled with an X and no E at the beginning.
Oh, man.
Blastin' Buffalo Wing flavored.
Ooh.
Which is, look at that little heat meter. That's pretty spicy.
Holy shit.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it. But I will handle it. I will eat all of that for sure. These will be gone within a day.
Yeah.
And then this one is Ragin' Cajun. Look at all these violent ingredients on the can. But yeah, so this is like, I worry that like, should I really just get him Pringles?
Yeah.
And then I get it and I don't know how to properly express myself. And, you know, maybe it would sound fake, me going, oh, this is awesome. No, this actually was a really good gift.
That is awesome. Yeah. I would never think of that.
Shit. I did feel a little bad that I had nothing for them.
Of course.
But I hadn't intended to be at any
kind of gathering. Yeah.
So that was really nice.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to end up doing on Christmas is going out for Chinese food with my roommate, John.
Nice.
Which I think that's a first for me. I've never done that before, but I really like the idea of it. There's something about sitting in a room full of Chinese people eating Chinese food on Santa's birthday.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? Santa's birthday?
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
That I really like.
That does sound cool. Because going to see a movie, you know, you feel like an asshole because somebody got stuck working at the theater and they're
I don't feel like an asshole about that.
I do, but the Chinese buffet or whatever, they want your business, man.
I don't feel like an asshole about that because they'd be there either way.
Yeah,
and I'm not making their job any worse by being there. Like if I went to like the grocery store on Christmas and I was buying a bunch of shit, well, now people have to restock those shelves.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to the movie theater, the only thing they really have to do is maybe sell me tickets and popcorn and then maybe clean up after me, but only if I'm a dick and I make a mess.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, they're going to be there either way. But there was some talk of going to the movies.
Yeah.
John apparently wants to see Tintin.
Oh, no.
Which I know nothing about this Tintin movie, but Tintin is something that I have never understood.
It has this cult following suddenly.
Where is Tintin from? Is that like a Belgian comic or something? Some kind of weird European like place where people don't make sense is where it came from. And he's like this real asshole, this Tintin. So I don't think I'm gonna do that unless, you know, John cries and says, "You got me nothing for Christmas," and makes me feel bad, which I can't imagine happening.
That's coming out Christmas Day?
I guess. I don't know.
Only, you know, the crazy shit movies that you never want to see in the first place usually come out on Christmas Day. Like, there's one coming out. I forget what it's called, but it's about aliens and they're invisible and they're killing people. I don't know what it's called, but it looks horrible. Of course it comes out on Christmas Day. That's just how it works here. I don't know.
I can't think of any examples, but I'm sure something good has come out on Christmas Day.
It's almost fun, like going to see, let's all go see this piece of shit. And, you know, we'll talk about it afterwards. How much we hated it, loved it. I don't know.
My mom and my sister and I used to go out to the movies on Christmas. And, you know, it's kind of nice. Like, we'd get our presents open and everything and then, you know, mess around with them for a little while. And then, what do you want to do now? I don't know. What do you want to do? Let's
go
to the movies.
Nothing else is open, really.
Yeah. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
But I probably won't do that this year. Probably going to be a pretty low-key day for me.
That's cool.
I'm going to shoot my dad an email.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I haven't heard from him since I got the last one about wanting me to come out for Christmas.
Have you told him about the car?
Yeah, I got back to him. I didn't go into detail because I didn't want to have a conversation about it. I just said I was without a car at the moment and that the situation wouldn't resolve itself probably until sometime in January. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't see any realistic way to get out there. So I wasn't going to come out.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything since then. And unless he's planning something really stupid, like, you know, showing up on my doorstep, then I think I'm going to end up shooting him an email.
That's a dad thing to do. Yeah. My dad does that.
I don't know if he would do that, though.
Show up.
My dad once just showed up at my sister's apartment.
Yeah.
And I know this because he complained about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of on his side, but still, he showed up at my sister's apartment with my stepmom, I don't know, just to visit, I guess.
Yeah.
And she answered the door, but like wouldn't open it all the way and wouldn't let them in and made them go away.
Oh, man.
She would not. And he like fought with her about it for a while and she just would not let them in. I don't know if as far as I know, she wasn't doing anything. She didn't want him to see or anything like that. She just was annoyed that he showed up unannounced. And I understand that annoyance, but I would never do that.
Yeah, like, you gotta let
get the fuck out of here, Dad.
That's horrible. That's fucking horrible.
They live closer together than he and I do, but not so close that, you know, it's not like he just walked across the yard. Yeah. And so, like, all he has to do is walk across the yard to get back home.
He fucking drove out there. That's horrible. But I understand. Yeah. Someone shows up unannounced. It's like, could have called. Fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. I think some people really do have relationships where it's totally okay to just show up unannounced.
Mm.
You know, like you see it on TV and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
just walk in.
Yeah.
On sitcoms.
I don't know if anybody really has that kind of relationship where you just fucking walk in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there are people who just will show up unannounced at each other's houses. And I don't, maybe it's just because they're more sociable than I am, but I can't imagine. Like, I can't imagine just going to your house and knocking on the door and being like, oh, hey, I just thought I'd stop by. I was in the neighborhood. Entertain me for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me some of your food.
Yeah, I don't care what you were doing before.
It's like, I don't know. What do you call them? Normal people?
Assholes,
soon as they wake up. Well, like the people that are in the house that gets visited, you know, they wake up on a day off, fucking shower right away. They're ready and they're just doing nothing, you know, all cleaned up. Me, my day off, I don't fucking shower.
Yeah, if I got
sit in my underwear all day. So when someone shows up, I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta put pants on.
Yeah, I I get up now. I get up at like 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah,
and on my days off, I will sleep until noon or later.
Yeah,
and then even once I get up at noon, I'll be just disgusting for the next 5 hours, and then eventually I'll force myself to take a shower just because it seems like the right thing to do.
Then you'll feel a little better.
Yeah, but and I still won't do anything. But yeah, I can't imagine getting up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You know, making yourself some eggs, getting some orange juice, getting all showered and shaved and all cleaned up to sit at the computer and watch YouTube videos all day or whatever. Or sit and watch TV.
Yeah,
that's something I can't really imagine anymore. Just sitting and flipping through the channels, watching TV. Yeah. I know people still do it. But
I don't know. What do normal people do, you know?
I assume these people have the internet. Like, I guess what I do is the equivalent of that on the internet, but yeah. It's so much more interesting and like tailorable to your tastes that I just can't imagine sitting around and flipping through the channels looking for some guy talking about alligators or something to pass the time.
I just picture people, there's always a project. If they're not reading a book as soon as they get up and get ready, they're doing a project. Like you'd show up and I'm like, oh, hey, Kyle. What you doing, Ryan? Oh, just doing a sticker mural, you know?
Yeah.
Just thought I'd do a sticker mural. I don't know. Like, okay. Because I'm just doing some
I guess
something
that's why,
weird.
I guess that's why people take up scrapbooking and stuff like that. Like,
weird
I can't,
shit.
Do people really like scrapbooking? Like, this is my thing? Or is it just like, I am so bored for
must
like
be.
50% of every
my
day.
My marriage
that,
is so coming to an end.
Fucking loveless marriage. Yeah. I hate my kids.
I'll scrapbook. Yeah.
I know what I'll do. I'll collect a bunch of pictures of these people I live with and hate. And I'll put cute little like word balloon stickers on them.
Yep.
And write, I'm a faggot.
Yep.
And put glitter on it. And pictures of basketballs next to people I know have never played basketball in their life.
Yeah. It's understandable.
We were talking about Brant Tobler just very briefly earlier.
Yeah.
And Brant Tobler, if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to pull this, you know. Oh, Brant Tobler, moving on.
He is the world's dullest man.
Mm-hmm.
He does a podcast apparently called Running with the Devils, but he's only done one episode and it was on November 29th. So I don't know if it's already died, like before it even got a chance to get started.
He claimed that he's going to be doing like 150, 140.
Something. I don't know. Which is also weird. Like, could you...
Yeah.
If we started this show and we were like, all right,
welcome.
We're going to do 170 of these.
Yep.
And that's it.
Welcome to episode
that's
one.
That's weird. Yeah,
that's
like,
weird.
What kind of... Is there... Maybe that was a joke. I don't know. It's hard to tell with him.
He's a weirdo. Yeah.
Anyway, he's the world's dullest man.
Yeah.
And we made fun of his podcast, listened to a little bit of it on the show. And on Twitter the other day, John Paul from Whiskey Thursday and I were kind of talking about Brant Tobler. He called him Brant Toblerone.
Yeah.
And then I started posting fake Brant Tobler quotes and with hashtag Brant Toblerone. And let me see.
That's
what some
that
of them
was.
Are.
Because I was checking this out and I'm like, what is Kyle like watching or listening?
Explain
to
me what you thought when you
thought you were watching some video he had done. And you're quoting him, and I'm like, that is ridiculous. He really is fucking...
Oh, so you thought these were real Brant Tobler quotes.
Yeah.
Well, see, now that just seals the deal for me.
It made it so much better, because I'm like, man, I hate this guy, but I really want to check him out, because I want to get in on this, you know?
Okay, so here's one. This is the first one I posted. It says, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a trained ninja assassin. That wasn't really for me, so now I just play Sudoku.
Yeah.
Hashtag Brant Toblerone. So the idea was, and I never explained this to anybody, so I guess that's why you got confused.
Yeah.
The idea was, basically, you kind of say something extremely dull and stupid and kind of pussy-ish and try to and say it like you think you're saying something badass.
Yeah.
That was kind of the idea behind all of these. But John Paul from Whiskey Thursday started joining in the fun, and he started posting things like, my dad is a serial child rapist, but he put bananas in my Fruit Loops when I was 5, so I still love him. Hashtag Brant Toblerone. I don't think he quite understood what I was doing.
Yeah, that's kind of on a different level.
Yeah, he was just posting absurd shit. Like he said, I'm a Tea Party Republic Christian, white supremacist, and part of the 1%, but I respect your beliefs and won't preach mine. Hashtag Brant Toblerone. That's one of John Paul's. Mine were like, I'm lactose intolerant. Sometimes if I'm feeling naughty, I'll order a milkshake, but that's pretty rare though. Or...
Duh.
Hey, dude, you might want to put a helmet on because I'm about to blow your mind. I'm a child of divorce. Hashtag rough childhood. Hashtag Brant Toblerone.
That's great.
So those were our Toblerisms this week. And I kind of wanted to bring this up partially just because we mentioned Brant Tobler and partly because you, before we started the episode, expressed confusion as to what it was that was going on.
And I was thinking of the listeners, like if they're... You know, part of the Twitter or following it, they're probably as confused as I am. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I would have believed that those were real.
He's eating, so fucking ridiculous, though.
I'm eating T-grams, by the way. Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams.
So that's what that sound is. But I don't know if I would have, if like you were posting those quotes and I was reading them, I'm pretty sure I would have picked up on that those weren't real quotes. But it's hilarious to me that you didn't, because that just means that that's really how bad he is. And I listened to last week, I'm Kilo posted. He's the one who turned us on to Brant Tobler.
Yeah.
He posted about these other podcasts that Brant Tobler is on that he comes across in a better light on. And the podcast is called, I think the podcast is actually called This Ain't Iowa, but the website is notiowa.com.
Ugh.
I listened to maybe 15 minutes of one of those episodes, and it is not quite as bad as Brant on his own, but it's still really bad. And
what do they talk about? Jesus.
I'm trying to picture I'm Kilo sitting around listening to this and laughing.
Oh, God.
You know, or just being engaged or just enjoying it on any level. They were podcasting live from somewhere. I don't know where, but there was this music in the background, and I couldn't tell if it was just really poorly edited in or if it was playing in the background of the establishment that they were in, but like Bad to the Bone was playing for a while.
Toblerism.
My name is Brant Tobler.
I love this song, but turn it down.
I don't like sugar on my cereal. Because it upsets my digestive tract. And I get too hyper. And then I cut myself. Yeah, I don't know. Brant Tobler is bad news, guys.
Yeah.
Bad news. And I'm Kilo. You should question your taste in things. You might want to get yourself checked out. You may have some kind of like bland disease. Man. While we're talking about other podcasts, Alpha Counter, not Alpha Protocol, Sean Ryan's podcast, Alpha Counter, is now on the interwebs.
Yes, episode
for
1.
For non-VIPs to check out. It's at alphacounter.com.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the website that corresponds with the name of the podcast. And you should check it out.
I got into 20 minutes of it.
Hey, okay.
That's good for a guy that has a kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
Because you can't listen to things while having a kid.
I swear to God, I will press play and it's like some kind of energy in the air wakes the kid up like, Daddy's having fun? Fuck no!
You could listen to it while he's up.
Yeah, I could. I don't know. I've thought about that. Like, I can hold him and do other things, do what I want, but I feel bad, so I can't do it.
Well, you feel bad like you're ignoring him?
Yeah, I'm ignoring him and doing what I want.
Yeah, well,
but it's not about me, man. Not anymore. So, I mean, partially, but...
He was entertained by the buttons on my jacket.
Okay, I know.
I don't think he really needs your undivided attention, as long as you're carrying him around and there's shiny shit for him to look at.
I can't think of it that way. I keep thinking
Here's what
of
you
it.
Do. You sit down at the computer.
Yeah.
You use the speakers so that you don't have to like worry about having headphones on. If you got to get up, you could pull them out or whatever.
All right.
And you put the podcast on in some program that has visualizations.
Okay.
And then you just shit there. You shit there and you point the baby at the screen. Baby's taken care of.
That's a great idea.
Digital babysitter.
Yes.
Or it freaks him out and he starts crying and he has nightmares.
Oh, man. Real
one
quick,
or the other.
There's one thing he's afraid of.
Me.
No, not you. The fridge we have has an ice maker.
Oh, yeah. You know?
So it dispenses water or ice. So every time I go to leave for the show, every Friday, I fill my little cooler of beverages with ice and it just freaks the fuck out.
Like the sound of it?
Yeah. And it's funny to me because it's like taking a little kid, like a 2-year-old, down the stairs into the basement and he's flipping the fuck out because it's dark down there.
Yeah.
That's funny to me. I don't know. It's like, you know, so, there's nothing down there.
So he starts like freaking out, crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're laughing at him.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
You're going to be the best dad.
No. It's ugh.
What are you going to do? Honestly, if you, of course you can't know for sure, but if like he's old enough that he's talking and everything, but he's still really young and he's got his own room and you put him to bed one night, and he wakes up freaking out, runs into Urinaldi's room, and he's like, there's a monster under my bed, or there's a monster in my closet. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. See, my initial reaction is to go into the room, be like, there's no monsters, reach under, and go, oh, God, oh, God.
God, right?
And traumatize them, you know? Why not?
I think those...
You'll get over it, you know?
I think you got to be
careful. We'll laugh about it later.
I think you got to be
later.
Careful joking with your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I want to do that. I mean, you only live once. But, no, I'd be like...
Yeah, I guess you only live once.
Yeah. You only live once, have a good time with, you know, you have a kid, have a good time with it, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, that's not at all a good time for the kid.
No,
it's not like you guys had a laugh together. It'd be like he's traumatized and you had a good chuckle about it.
I just keep thinking about how his young mind will encounter things that I can laugh at. He'll be scared, but a few years down the line, he'll totally forget about it. Hopefully. I don't know. Like 10 years down the line, he'll forget. And I'll bring it up and he'll be like, I kind of remember that. Yeah, it was horrible. And we'll laugh about it.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Oh, Dad, you're so cool.
I don't really hold it against them, but there are certain things from my childhood that I remember, and I'm not like, haha, Mom and Dad, that was great.
Yeah.
You guys, oh, I was such a dumb little kid. No, I'm still kind of like,
really?
That was kind of fucking weird and wrong and stupid of you guys. Like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's universally the way it goes for people.
Yeah. Mm.
Or maybe I'm just a giant pussy. And I haven't gotten over these things.
Yeah. Well, if there's a monster under his bed and he comes in crying, oh, I'll have to give him some bullshit talk. There's no such thing as monsters. Don't be such a pussy.
But I wonder,
here, I'll show you. Let's look.
I wonder what the best... I think that's all good, but I wonder, because I was never a kid who thought there were monsters under the bed or a monster in my closet.
I always had it in the back of my mind, yeah, like, what if?
I never believed monsters were real, I don't think,
yeah.
And I never... I don't know where that idea comes from in the first place. Like, is this just built into people that when you're a kid, you just assume there are monsters in dark places? Like, I remember kind of being afraid of the dark, but not for any... concrete reason. I didn't think there was a monster in there. I was just like, I can't see, you know? Man.
Oh, you. See, my imagination was running wild. I could think of the scariest shit and think and just visualize it and picture it just coming out and getting me. And that scared the shit out of me.
I guess
I never thought I could
do that.
It's probably not real.
I could do that too, but it wouldn't scare the shit out of me because I just made it up.
Yeah, I wasn't that smart, I guess.
I don't know.
Dumb.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe if I'd watched more scary movies when I was a kid or something.
That might have been the problem.
Because I don't think I watched any really when I was a kid.
My parents worked separate jobs. And at some point, my mom worked third shift. She'd go away and it was Dad and the kids' night. And he'd rent an R film, rated R film.
Okay.
And we'd watch some scary shit and it would fuck with my imagination at night.
Maybe that's what it is. Cause yeah, I don't think I watched any. I remember once my dad basically summarizing the plot of Child's Play to me when I was still pretty young, but I never saw it.
Just verbally.
And I thought that sounded? Ugh. Jesus. I thought that sounded scary as shit to me at the time. But I don't think I like ever was afraid of dolls after that. So I don't know. Maybe I would have been able to handle it. Maybe I wouldn't have. But yeah, I was never a kid who believed in monsters. But in like movies and stuff, whenever a parent, well, this is a little skewed for a couple of reasons. One, because it's movies. But whenever a parent would come into the room because the kid said they saw monsters, they'd go in the closet, they'd turn all the lights on, they'd say, see, there's nothing in here. They'd come in with a flashlight and be like, see, nothing in here.
Every time.
And then they'd leave and it wouldn't work. You know, the kid would. Now, one of the two reasons that I think that it's a little skewed is because it's movies. That doesn't mean it's real life.
Yeah.
And the other is because half the time when a movie does that, there really is a monster.
Yeah.
And that's like...
The parents just don't know, man.
Yeah. There's a monster or an alien or a demon or a ghost or something, but the parents don't know. Parents just don't understand is a very common theme in movies.
They're just oblivious. Yeah.
But it never seems to work, you know, just showing them that there's not a monster. Well, clearly the monster's hiding right now because you're in the room or the lights are on or there's a light pointed at them or whatever the kid comes up with in their head for why the monster's not there.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the best way... There's got to be a way to convince them. No, you fucking idiot. there are no monsters
dumb,
in here.
Dumb, but like if I bought a bunch of crazy shit at garage sales and made this device and pretended it was like some...
Like it warded off monsters?
Yeah, and put it in the room. Would he believe it? I don't know.
That might work.
Maybe.
Of course, then you start going down this road of lying to your kid.
Yeah, and I don't want to
Which might not be so bad if that's the only thing, but... But yeah, like you run into the potential that they rely on it too much. When they find out it's fake, they start getting scared again.
Yep.
Or like they don't, like they rely on it so much that they end up going to school still believing in it and telling some kid and sounding like the biggest retard.
I don't want that. Yeah, Jesus.
I still remember a time I fought with a kid in kindergarten.
Oh no.
Over whether or not Santa was real, because I believed it hardcore at the time.
Oh no.
And this kid was like, Santa's not real. And I was so mad at him for saying that bullshit. And so I very matter-of-factly told him how wrong he was and how stupid he was. And then I went home and I told both my parents because I was really proud of myself. And even then, they didn't tell me I was wrong.
Oh God, what was your justification? Like, my mommy and daddy said so.
I think I said something ridiculous like, okay, if Santa isn't real, then where do you think presents come from?
Yeah.
Dummy. And he probably said your parents or whatever. And I was like, that's retarded.
Oh, man.
But it's not retarded. Yeah. I just didn't think my parents would lie to me.
Yeah. Brainwashed.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yep. I had a dream.
Yes.
Everybody loves dream talk. This is not going to be a long dream discussion because I don't remember that much of it. But I had a dream today when I was taking a nap. And
nap dream.
The only thing I remember about it was that Joel McHale is the guy from Community in the Soup.
Yeah.
Joel McHale and I had to rescue the President Obama from some Mexican drug dealers by pretending to be FBI agents. I remember us both putting on FBI coats, like those navy blue coats with yellow FBI on the back.
Yeah.
So we showed up to this place where like these Mexican drug dealers were holding Obama in a garage, not like a place where people work on cars, but like a house garage.
Of course,
So we show up and we needed to rescue Obama. We're pretending to be the FBI. I don't know how that helped us.
Yeah, that wouldn't help you at all.
So I think Joel distracted the Mexican drug dealers while I convinced Obama to hop in the trunk of one of the Mexican drug dealers' cars.
Yeah.
Then Joel and I pretended to seize the car and stole it and drove away.
Oh, clever.
And I remember something went wrong. So we were like peeling out and driving away and Obama wasn't quite in the trunk properly yet. And I think like his leg got run over or something.
Oh man.
But then he did get in the trunk and everything was okay. And then I woke up.
That's great.
So that was a dream I had today.
Nap dreams.
Mm-hmm. Joel McHale and I pretending to be in the FBI and saving President Obama from Mexican drug dealers. It was a good one.
Yeah. No dreams for me, man.
No.
None.
Well, what do you got in your notes this week? Because you were telling me you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
I have this new thing. Because with it being the holiday season, work where I work has been a little stressful. And some of my coworkers really get under my skin because I'm always on edge because I'm dealing with customers and just fucking like, don't fucking talk to me. You know, I get really temperamental and all that shit. And I'm a nice guy. So I found a way to kind of vent my anger while still covering my ass and being a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Here's how I do it. Like, there's this guy I work with and we stock shelves. So we're in the back and we have carts of product and every fucking day I'm trying to do my job and he blocks the doorway to get from the back room to the floor. Or from the floor to the back room. He just leaves his shit in the way every fucking day. And I don't mind, but because I'm on edge, it just drives me nuts. And I scream at him, but then at the end, like, for example, I'd yell like, hey, you little inconsiderate black midget piece of shit. I'm just kidding, man. Hey, could you move your stuff for me?
Wow.
See? Because I was like, I'm just kidding, man. And I pat him on the shoulder.
Okay.
It's all good. And it's been working. So there'll be another guy like bitching. And I'll be like, hey, you whiny piece of slimy fuck shit. I'm just kidding, man. Hey, you mind grabbing that thing for me off the shelf? And it's all good. I love it.
So the
because
idea
I'm the nice guy, right? Yeah. So it's
you
working.
Say exactly what you want to say, possibly even worse than what you would want to say, and then you follow it up with "I'm just kidding."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I joke around with the guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that working.
It's working.
Partially because it comes across as though you're just kidding, but also partially because it catches them off guard.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that they hear is you being nice.
Yep.
So
they're like, oh, relief.
So they don't feel right being confrontational with you because you ended on a nice note, but they're like all kind of shook up by the crazy shit you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that working.
It's awesome. And you get that, you get it out of you, you know, all that irritability and all that shit. So fucking pissed.
Did you really call somebody a black midget?
No, I did not say that. I'm not quoting.
Okay.
I said something a little bit nicer.
I wish you did.
I called him like an inconsiderate fuck.
Okay.
But ended it with a, I'm just kidding, man.
So. It's too bad that doesn't work with physical violence.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dickhead, punch in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Could you move that for me? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'm bleeding. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Can I wipe that up? I'm sorry. But you get the aggression out. It's awesome. So try it out, listeners, and get back to me. So yeah,
try it with your families.
Yeah,
at Christmas.
Family first. Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, you piece of shit! I didn't want socks for Christmas. I'm just kidding. But next year, could you get me a video game?
I'm just kidding. I love the socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you at all interested in taking a break? I could go for a break right about now.
Yeah, I can go for a break.
Pee.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, Teddy Grahams, break.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kid you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
I'm back, y'all.
Welcome
back. And I'm backer than back, and I'm back, y'all. That's a song
I wrote. That's a quote. Yeah.
I wrote that.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't know.
Ryan, I was thinking a lot about Christmas this week because,
rightfully
you know,
so.
It's our Christmas show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about Christmas stuff. And one thing I was thinking about was I was thinking about Santa.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that if Santa was real, there would be a war on Santa.
Yeah.
Because think about what it is that Santa supposedly does. Whenever you see like an old cartoon or like a claymation thing or any some kind of old bullshit that depicts Santa at the North Pole and him and the elves are making toys and stuff, they're always making like wooden blocks and fire trucks, just generic rocking horses, just the most generic toys in the world. But that's not what anybody gets for Christmas.
No.
Everybody on Christmas gets like fucking video games and
fully
Legos
packaged,
and movies. So if Santa was at the North Pole creating bootleg DVDs and bootleg Legos and packaging them in the original packaging, you know, not even trying to pass it off as Santa brand, there would be a problem with Santa would have been taken out decades ago.
Yeah.
He would have
been raided.
The recording industry wasn't thrilled about vinyl, I don't think, and the because it could be reproduced. They definitely weren't thrilled about cassette tapes.
Yep.
They hated burnable CDs. The movie industry was not happy about VHS tapes because you could record things off the TV or record movies from one tape to another.
Very upset they were, yes.
If every fucking industry had to worry about Santa ripping them off every year and giving their shit to people for free,
they'd lose so much money. Yeah.
Yeah. Santa would not last a day. And we all know where he is.
Yeah.
The North Pole is not that big. You'd be able to find a little village of elves. Santa would be fucked, dude. And they'd pick him up on radar and stuff when he comes flying around with his reindeer. Like, they could just follow his ass home or scramble some fighter jets to take him out.
Yep.
Santa.
They'd have the unmanned scout jets checking out the place. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, drones.
He'd be in prison right now. Jesus.
He'd be in Guantanamo. Yeah. They'd send, or they'd just send a drone out to take him out.
Or, because he's so magical, you know, they go in to get him. But he just disappears, and it's like the war on the X-Men, you know?
Do you think mutants. Santa has, like, powers? Like, he apparently has some kind of... I could never fully understand how he was supposed to be able to travel the whole world.
But we've all had this
in
discussion, kids, right?
Of course, but I don't know, like, is it that his sleigh is ridiculously super fast, or is he able to
Slow time.
Yeah. Or like, and if he has powers that allow him to do that stuff, maybe he has other powers, you know, like superpowers. Like, there's no reason to believe that Santa Claus doesn't have superhuman strength.
Yeah.
Maybe he is impervious. Like, he's apparently immortal. I mean, how long has he supposedly been around?
Mortal.
A long fucking time. And he's been like 80 years old the whole time.
Yep. It's like he was... You know, like with vampires, you know, they never age after the point at which they were bitten.
Somebody should make a War on Santa movie. And like, it, like they finally, the governments of the world finally convene on Santa with all these drones.
NATO.
And things.
Yeah.
And they just bomb the fuck out of Santa's village.
Oh, God.
And like, they're just fucking gingerbread houses going up in flames. And
reindeer.
Dead elves and reindeer just...
Heads
reindeer
rolling.
Blood everywhere. But then Santa is standing there naked because his clothes have all burned off. He's just standing there charred and naked and angry
because
he can't be killed. And the rest of the movie is Santa exacting his revenge.
Yeah.
And then Santa rises to power as a totalitarian dictator of the world.
Oh, man. Fun for everybody.
Santa's workshop starts making weapons instead of toys.
Yep.
They start making WMDs, you know, nukes.
Oh, man.
Santa nukes China. Because they're all naughty anyway.
Yeah. And it's too inconvenient. All those people, those fucking kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, God. That's got to slow him way down.
Yeah. Like, oh,
Jesus.
I guess I'm going to China, fuckers. Yeah. That's a great idea.
So that's what I was thinking about this week.
We need a movie poster for this idea.
Oh, don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Oh, come on.
I know you won't make it. You want me to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. You make the better posters. Yeah. What?
I've made one movie poster in my entire life.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I'll that's my homework assignment. We'll both make a poster for this movie. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. If it's like if we'll both do it.
Oh, yeah. That'll be awesome.
All right.
But then we're going to show all the listeners how much I suck. God damn it.
Well, you do have a handicap. You'll be doing it all with your left hand because you'll be holding a baby in the right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, in other news, we got an email.
Awesome.
Last week, I said I wanted people to write to us asking for advice.
Yeah.
And we got an email from John Paul from Whiskey Thursday.
All right.
And again, he sort of seems to have missed the point, but... That's okay. He says, you want people to ask for advice, so I'm doing just that. I want to give back to my community this Christmas, so I decided I would donate my asshole to charity and participate in a hobo gangbang. What I'm wondering is if I should use protection. I'm pretty sure I can't get pregnant, but I'm worried about STDs. Do you think if I get all the diseases at once, they'll cancel each other out? And at the end, do I let them come in my ass or have them jerk off on my face, bukkake style? I'm also wondering if it's okay for me to jerk myself off if no one else is doing so. Would that be selfish? Okay, so let's take these from the top,
yeah,
I guess.
From the top.
Do you think if I get all the diseases at once, they'll cancel each other out?
That's just silly, no.
No, of course not. Yeah. Actually, if you get all of the diseases at once, you'll be super fucked because AIDS is what AIDS does is completely kill your immune system.
Yeah.
So all the other diseases will just have free reign over your body and you will be totally fucked. But I don't think I don't think that's a big problem because as long as you go to a shelter, don't pick up a homeless dude off the street.
Yeah.
It's just like hookers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to an establishment.
They get around.
You don't want to pick up a streetwalker with hookers because who knows? They could be a drug addict looking for their next score. So they'll pretend they're going to fuck you, but just steal your money and murder you.
And lie about having AIDS and
they could have diseases. Yeah. All kinds of bad shit could happen. So what you want to do is go to some place like the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Where they test them, they're screened, you know, you're pretty safe. They force you to wear protection, I think. That's what you want to do. It's the same thing with homeless people. You go to a shelter, they screen them, they test them, you know, they know that gangbangs are going to happen. So they keep them clean. They clean them up. Well, they don't clean them up. You want the authentic homeless experience. They'll line up. They'll line a bunch of guys
authentic
up.
Authentic smell, yeah.
For you. And you'll be like, okay, I want that one with the beard. Well, they all have beards. You know the one I'm... the one with the sock on his head is a hat.
Oh, going to donate my asshole to that.
One.
Yeah.
I want that guy. I want this guy, the black guy over here.
Oh, man.
I want him.
Oh, no.
He looks strong. This guy with one eye, I want that guy. And the guy muttering to himself in the corner, I'll take them.
Yeah.
And then they take you off to a room and, you know, you do your thing.
Yeah. And then you can tell all your family and friends about how you donated to charity. Oh, man.
Your ass, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one advantage of homeless gangbangs over prostitutes. Even if you go to the establishment with a prostitute, you have to pay.
Yeah.
At these homeless places, you're giving. Yeah. You know, you don't have to pay.
And it's the homeless, yeah. Even if you told your friends and family exactly what you did, they'd be like, well, it's the homeless. Good for you.
Right, yeah. At the end, do I let them come in my ass or have them jerk off on my face, Bukkake style? That's the kind of thing when you're going through the process of picking them out of the lineup, you want to ask like what they specialize in.
Yeah, is there like a menu?
Well,
like,
because
with all their interests?
Yeah, exactly. Because same thing is like at the Bunny Ranch or whatever. Mm-hmm. There are people who are into couples. There are people who only do girl on girl or only guy on guy or guy on girl.
Yeah.
It's the same thing again at the homeless shelter. You go down and you say, okay, this guy, he's into spanking, you know. This one is into Bukkake. He wants a room full of guys all jerking off on your face. This one can only get off inside you, or he gets angry and violent, which also could be your thing. You want to be abused. Yeah. So you got to kind of ask around, interview a little bit, let them know ahead of time what it is that you're after.
Mm-hmm.
So they can kind of pre-screen the guys when they make the lineup. I'm also wondering if it's okay to jerk myself off if no one is doing it for me. Or would that be selfish? Well, it depends. If
it's all about the homeless guys, yeah, it's really their preference.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's selfish if somebody wants to jerk you off and you do it yourself.
Yeah.
But if they're,
an asshole.
If, you know, they're doing their own thing, if they have somehow kind of circled, they're circling with each other and you've somehow ended up in the corner watching, because that maybe that's what they're into. Maybe they are into being watched, they're exhibitionists. Then it might be okay for you to jerk yourself off. That might be what they want. You know? They maybe they get off on seeing you get off. So you got to ask around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice. Do you have anything to add to that or to clarify or?
No, I think we covered it. Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
I don't know. Homeless man, fuck him. Fuck him.
Exactly. That's what he's going to do.
Fuck the homeless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's your charitable. That's your charity t-shirt. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Clever.
Yeah. I think that would make a great charity t-shirt as long as it had an illustration.
Yeah.
Like something out of the Kama Sutra with an added knit cap.
Yep. Yep.
So that's the email. That's the advice we've been asked
for. That's great. And all this time, I was like, oh, what kind of whiny shit are we going to be getting this week?
No, I want people to ask real advice.
Yeah,
I wish we had a massive listener base that included, like, you know, some girls with a relationship drama or something.
God,
that they really, I really would love to get questions like that.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening, though.
No.
Do you want to do some Facebooks and Twitters?
Let's do it.
Okay, what do you want to do first, Facebooks or Twitters?
Twitter.
Okay, cool. On the Twitter, Gavin Allman says, if you had one wish, what would it be?
Motherfucker. Jesus, every fucking week, this guy, God damn it, Gavin, he throws out this like super simple question. All right, anyway, if I had one wish, swear to
what
God.
What would it be?
Swear to God, this is old news, man.
Have we done this before? Have we said?
I swear he's asked this.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Damn, Gavin.
That would actually be pretty funny on his part if he had like a cycle of questions that he asked over and over again and I just never noticed.
And he's like recording it all, and at some point he'll email us the clips all together.
And all like, the contradictions. Yeah. Like, remember this time you said you'd wish for world peace, and then this other time you said you'd wish for Pringles?
Yeah.
Oh, haha, my wish for Pringles came true. So ooh. what would you wish for if you had one wish?
Oh, man. What would I wish for? I'm going to be honest. I would wish, God damn it, I would wish for a bigger dick. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. And that's dumb.
How much bigger?
Oh,
like what would be a good size?
like if I had a 7-inch, you know, not a 9, scary.
Okay.
But a 7, it, you know, like it would bring the curiosity out of the women.
I have just tricked you into giving me an idea of the size of your dick.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't
know. We know it's below 7.
Where are we measuring from? Anyways. But, yeah, because I'm weird, man. Like when I trim down there, I have this confidence. You know, I just like feel like I'm on top of the world.
That is, I don't think you're alone.
Fucking weird.
I don't think you're even close to alone, but yeah. I do think that's really weird because the only time I'm concerned about my dick or what other people are going to think of my dick is when other people are going to see my dick.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Yeah.
So the size of my dick has absolutely no bearing on my confidence in any situation where I'm not going to get naked.
Yeah.
And I do think it's strange that it does for other people. Like,
it's like when you wear fingerless gloves, you know, you just feel like, I don't know, you just put them on and go do shit, but you feel like you can.
Yeah, but people can see your fingerless gloves.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's like if you had some kind of like a condom with a hole in the end of it that you wore to feel like a badass.
Yeah. Like a fingerless
condom.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, it's just some weird psychological shit. How about you? One wish.
I'm torn on how to answer this because if I answer it truthfully, it doesn't really make for a ton of discussion and it's not really very entertaining.
Yeah.
Because in truth, if I had one wish, assuming I can't wish for more wishes, which is of course what I would probably do.
Yeah.
My one wish would probably be something kind of boring and generic, like I wish for eternal happiness or something.
Yeah.
And it could even be like if I wanted to be, you know, a real faggot, it could be eternal happiness for everyone because why not?
Yeah.
Like if we're all going to be happy forever, then why would I care? Like their happiness isn't going to infringe on mine because we're all going to be happy forever. And I think, you know, is there really anything?
Wow, that's faggy.
Better to ask. But honestly, if you really did have one wish, is there anything better to ask for than that? Like, we'll all be happy forever?
I don't know. I'd stick to, you know, personal things. Like, I just
really
Yeah, pretty much. I just had this thought for anyone that's watched Rainbow Bright. There's a fucking horse on there with like rockets for legs.
Uh-huh.
That would be cool to have. You know, it's kind of ridiculous, but in a badass kind of way. Ride that to work? Holy shit. Jesus.
I'm wondering who I'm asking for this wish from, though.
Yeah.
Is it like an evil genie,
you know?
Who's gonna fuck with me? Like, I wish for eternal happiness for the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he makes it so that I and a bunch of other people derive happiness from stabbing people.
Yeah.
And then he makes the other, like the remaining portion of the population, derive happiness from being stabbed. So the world just turns into this horrible bloodbath.
Yeah. Twists and turns it around. Yeah.
But everybody's immortal because it's eternal happiness. So from then on, it's just people in the streets stabbing the shit out of each other with giant grins on their faces.
Oh, God.
Which I guess if that was truly what made all of us happy, wouldn't be so bad,
but it'd be completely
fucking twisted.
I never want to imagine that I'm asking my wish from that type of asshole.
But the thing is, you said you'd probably wish for more personal stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But the thing is, anything else I can think of, like if I wished for a unicorn, because it would be because having a unicorn would make me happy.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make me happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I can think of like that. If you wished for a bigger dick, it would be because it made you happy.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't always make you happy.
Yeah, I'd have my
death
down
in the family would still be a bit of a problem. You wouldn't show up to the funeral like, 7 inches, bitch. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. And don't it feel 7 inches?
Yeah.
But if I wish for eternal happiness for everyone, it just kind of, that seems to be the end goal for all the smaller wishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's just skip to the end.
Yeah.
But that's such a nonsense. Like it ends the discussion.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining.
That's what Gavin's going for. I swear to God.
Is making sure we don't have anything
He's
entertaining.
He's trolling us, man.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like they're going to try and get discussion out of this, but, It's going to go nowhere, and I'm going to watch it crumble.
I think Gavin is a sweet man.
Yeah.
So
I love him too, man. Uh-huh. But the fucker. Anyway, we got to move on.
I think he's a sweetheart.
Jesus Christ.
Sean Ryan of thegrayghost.net and now alphaprotocol.com says, "Hey, Chet, some people I know have birthdays shortly before or after Christmas. How much does that suck? Though not as much as my girlfriend, whose birthday is February 29th. Ha ha, your girlfriend only gets a birthday every 4 years.
I never thought about that, yeah.
That's obviously bullshit, though. You don't only, like, people just celebrate your birthday the 28th or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
How much does that suck? I would imagine it sucks quite a bit, because you either end up celebrating...
Let's be real, yeah.
Celebrating them close together, but, you know, it's still so close together. Everybody's so concerned with Christmas that your birthday gets kind of shat on a little bit. Yeah. Or you celebrate them the same day and you might as well not have a birthday.
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty.
And if, you know, Christmas and birthday, if people buy you shit, it involves money and nobody wants to, you know, spend more money. I already spent all this money on this Christmas gift. You got a birthday coming up? Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a hug.
I'm mostly thinking about kids.
Oh, but, yeah.
Because I don't really get birthday presents or Christmas presents for the most part anymore. Yeah. And I'm fine with that. Oh, Jesus. Teddy grams. But like for a kid.
Yeah.
It would really suck.
It would suck.
And, you know, people would try to go out of their way to make it not suck. But there's nothing, especially if you celebrate them on the same day, there's nothing you can do to make it not feel like, okay, this is just Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't get a birthday.
Yeah. And as a kid, I knew some other kids that were in that situation and I was jealous. I'm like, God, you get presents like so close together. Oh, it's like tons of fucking presents.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that? And they'd always tell me, no, like I get Christmas gifts, but nothing on my birthday because they can't afford it. They maxed out the fucking credit card.
I imagine for most people in that situation, they celebrate them either on the same day or they basically cut the amount of presents in half.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the rest of us get 2 Christmases a year.
Yep.
And these poor shits get 2 half Christmases a year.
Oh, man. Why couldn't your parents just fuck sooner? A few months sooner.
I know. Jesus. These parents are so irresponsible.
Yeah. Jesus.
So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Then Fight Bait or John Paul. This is a mean thing to say. I don't mean it to be mean, but I hate that his name is John Paul.
Yeah.
That hyphenated double first name business.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
Yeah, John or Paul.
For some reason, it's hard for me to remember.
It rolls off.
That's why I always go, John Paul. And then his last name is Natison.
Jesus.
Natysin, I think. I wonder what ethnicity that is. Like what nationality? Natison.
Wow.
I always want to call him that. John Paul Nasty Man.
That's better. Yeah.
But anyway, he says, "I'm sure I'm the only one who cares, but your audio sounds great." Well, thanks, buddy.
Aww.
What's your studio setup like?
Oh man.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, where to begin?
Yeah.
Well, the microphone I'm on right now is an Electro Voice RE20.
Ooh, hold on. Back up. Let's paint the picture here, Kyle. Okay, so you're in our apartment. You go down a hall. Our apartment.
Like my
we're
apartment.
Living together. Yeah. Kyle's apartment. Jesus. You go down the hall and there's Kyle's room. You walk in, there's Kyle's room. Inside
is garbage.
Is like how would you describe this table? It's like a long table.
It's like a shitty cafeteria table.
Not even the legs. Like there's no 4 legs. Yeah, it's got 2 sectional pieces that have legs. Like a cafeteria table.
It's a big plastic. It's meant to be like taken out at like a corporate gathering or something.
Yeah.
It's a big plastic table with foldable legs.
And it works. It's awesome. And on top of that, and this is, where you can pick
all right.
up.
I was starting with the microphone. The microphone I am currently using is an Electro Voice RE20, which is...
Badass.
Yeah. It's a dynamic microphone as opposed to a condenser. It... is kind of pricey as microphones go, but it's definitely not the priciest of microphones out there. I think I spent close to, but less than $500 on it.
Yeah. They get up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know.
I eventually would like to get 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
But right now we only have 1 of these. The microphone Orion is on.
Yeah.
It's a condenser mic. I don't know what it's called anymore. It's not anything super popular. It was $100. It, I bought it because it was cheap and it didn't, it got some decent reviews. Mm-hmm. It kind of sucks though.
Yeah.
It actually, Orion sounds better on it than I did. We used to both use those. And for some reason, I've always felt like I sounded really harsh on those microphones.
And we could never figure out why.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I think maybe I just sound harsh. I don't know.
It's all that smoking.
Yeah, badass.
They're decent microphones, except that they pick up fucking everything.
Yeah.
Like, I thought at the time, because I was doing a little research, I thought that they were kind of meant to only really pick up what's right in front of them, which is kind of what the RE20 does. But no, they pick up everything in the goddamn room and everything down the hallway and everything outside.
Yeah, check this out. I'm just going to grab my water bottle. Yeah, you just, you hear that and you...
Yeah, and... You don't, you would hear that. It would be worse if it weren't for the fact that we have a noise gate on. So every time the volume that's coming through all the equipment gets below a certain level, it just gets cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain sounds in the room that you're not hearing that are there. But if I actually, I'll turn the noise gate off real quick.
Oh man.
Just to,
this is so bad.
Okay. The noise gate is off. Now you can hear my hand is way over here. I'm rubbing my fingers together and you can hear it.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to unzip my pants. You hear that?
Yeah. Yep.
You shouldn't be able to hear that.
Yep. You can hear every goddamn thing in the room. And part of it's from my microphone, but most of it's from Orion's because it picks up fucking everything. And that wouldn't be so bad, except that when we had two of them going, it picked up a ton of room reverb.
Yep.
And I used to complain about sounding like we were broadcasting from a cave.
Mm-hmm.
The Electro Voice RE20 cuts down on that a lot, and when I eventually get more of them, it should help even more. Actually, hold on one second. I'm going to unplug Orion's microphone so you can hear what it sounds like when it's just my microphone. I don't know. Yeah, okay. Now this is just my microphone, and I don't know if people will be able to tell when they're listening to the podcast, but for me, even just now, listening, like monitoring through the headphones, it sounds a lot clearer and quieter. There's not that room reverb. And now I'll plug Orion's back in. Get in the fucking plug. Okay, now Orion is plugged back in. And now I will unplug mine. So,
okay. So, yeah.
So I have to talk just a teensy bit louder to defeat the noise gate.
Yeah.
But you can still hear me. And I'm not talking that much louder.
Yeah, and that should not happen. You shouldn't be able to hear Kyle. God damn it.
He's picking me up from across the room. So, yeah.
It's like a fucking listen up device you get on TV for 1995.
Yeah.
God,
my microphone's plugged back in now. Yeah, it's like one of those directional microphones where you can hear somebody across a park.
Yeah,
Jesus.
The mixer we use is a Mackie 1202 VLZ3. It's got four XLR mic inputs and a bunch of other like quarter inch jacks, and it's got bass, treble, and mid for each of the tracks. I don't know what to say about it. It's a decent mixer. I think it cost around $300 when I bought it.
No.
I think. It's been a while. If I were buying a mixer for the first time now and I was looking for something around the same price range, there's another Mackie mixer that's almost identical, only instead of knobs, it has sliders, and I would buy that instead.
Yeah.
Because it allows for, you know, easier kind of fading in and out of the channels and stuff, more natural adjusting of the levels.
Instead of all the knobs being kind of close together, and if you're twisting one, you don't want to twist the one next to it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah.
And it's just kind of like with the knobs, it's not as easy to like to do them gradually.
Yeah.
I think the other mixer that I was looking at is I didn't know about it till after I bought this one. I think it's like a 14-0 something, but it's almost identical, except that it has faders, like sliders, instead of knobs.
Yeah.
The compressor we use is an Alesis 3630 compressor. It has two channels. And in the beginning, we used to hook up one of us into one of the channels, or like one of the microphones basically was running through one of the compressor channels and the other one was running through the other. Each one has its own noise gate and each one does its own compression. And we would run the audio from the PC into the mixer and not through the compressor at all. And that worked okay. But eventually what I ended up doing, and I stumbled upon this because we were using three microphones one night and there was not another channel for another compressor. So I just run all of it through the compressor now, through one of the compressor channels. So everything's compressed together, which occasionally is kind of a problem when Orion and I are talking over each other. Because then whoever's loudest really drowns the other person out.
Yeah.
But most of the time, that's not an issue. And what one of the nice things that it does is if we're playing audio from the computer, it kind of boosts it when we're not talking and sort of cuts it when we are talking. So it kind of makes it easier to hear us over it.
Yeah.
And from what I gather, this is not nearly the best compressor around. I think it was about $100 when I bought it. I've heard that Behringer compressors are better. I don't know. Eventually, I'd like to get another compressor, I think. But that's far off in the future. A little throat whistle there.
Yeah.
The mic stands that we use are these little, they're kind of, I think they're meant to be like kick drum mic stands.
Yep.
They have a big metal base that's heavy. And I don't know what they're called or whatever. I eventually want to get like the scissor booms like they use in radio studios, but don't have those yet.
Again, yeah.
And then we have
those
some
are pricey
pop screens. We have a headphone amp, but it's just this little shitty box. I want to get an audio equipment rack because like the audio compressor is meant to be rack mounted, but it's just sitting on the table basically.
Yeah.
And I've seen headphone amps that are also rack mounted. I'd like to get an audio rack and rack mount all my equipment like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not currently. Is there anything I'm forgetting in terms of equipment? I don't.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
We got the mics, the compressor, the mixer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate the compliment on our sound.
Yeah.
I think it sounds a million times better than it used to.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, when we started the podcast, Jesus, we were doing it on karaoke mics that were intended to be used with video game systems.
Yeah, Jesus.
So,
and it got us by.
It got the job done, but it sounded like shit.
Yeah, it did.
Jesus. Yeah. And we had to yell all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will mention for anybody who maybe wants to start a podcast is that I think a lot of people, when they start doing it, I especially notice this with people who don't do podcasts, but they come on as a guest, like somebody has a friend on or something.
Yep.
Tend to shy away from the microphone. Like they want to talk. They want to talk way back here.
Kick back.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys, and another thing that they do or don't do, I suppose, is they don't speak up. Like they don't project at all. You don't have to yell. You don't have to put on a radio voice, but you do have to speak up more than you might otherwise in casual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, helps a lot with your audio.
Yeah. Otherwise people will hear you and immediately just not be interested. Cause like, if you're just like, yeah, so Cal, anyway, you know, it doesn't sound professional.
I don't know. And I think just speaking up alone kind of add some character to your voice and just makes you more interesting to listen to on that level. You know?
Yeah.
Even if what you're saying is just garbage,
it is, yeah,
at least you're more interesting to hear
as
a sound. But that's not really directed at John Paul. That's just kind of a general tip because I think their show sounds fine.
Yeah.
I think, and I think he actually has a pretty good voice for it and enunciates well and all that stuff and projects. So that was dull. The next thing on the Twitter is our buddy Devin says, biggest Christmas present disappointments.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You want me to go first?
You first, because
okay.
Shit.
Well, go take a minute. Think about it.
Yeah.
It did take me a minute to think about this. I was thinking about it earlier. I think I didn't have any major Christmas present disappointments aside from like socks.
Yeah.
Like every year I would say, don't get me clothes. Don't get me clothes. I don't want it. I will be disappointed. It's not what Christmas is about. And my parents would always be like, okay, all right. And then the next year, my mom would get me a package of socks for Christmas. Now, to be fair to her, that was in addition to a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, Merry Christmas, Kyle. And I run down and I look under the tree and there's one gift and I open it up and it's a package of socks.
Oh, no.
But I never wanted socks for Christmas. It's almost like the presence of socks. Like you could have gotten me like an actual like full size robotic Tyrannosaurus Rex that I could ride around the neighborhood and shoot lasers at other kids from.
Yeah.
If you also got me a package of socks, it's like you negated, you cut the other present's awesomeness in half.
Yeah.
but aside from that, the two things came to mind. One was the year I asked for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters. which is a video game that came out across multiple systems. Mm-hmm. There was a version for it, or of it, for the NES, I believe. There was a version for the Genesis, and there was a version for the Super Nintendo. There may have been other versions, too.
Yeah.
Most games, when they're multi-platform like that, if there's like a Game Boy version, that one will be different. But like if there's a Super Nintendo and a Genesis version, they'll be essentially the same game, yeah, with maybe some differences that are related to hardware. In the case of this game, they were all completely different games.
Yep.
They were all fighting games that featured the Ninja Turtles, but that was where the similarities ended.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for the Super Nintendo version. My dad, and I specifically asked for the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
My dad went to the store, looked at the video games, looked at the Super Nintendo version. This is what he told me. He looked at the Super Nintendo version, and it was all pastel and colorful and cartoony looking. And then he looked at the Genesis version, and it was dark, yeah, and gritty.
High contrast.
It was more realistic.
Yeah.
And so he got me the Genesis version, man. And the Genesis version sucked dicks.
God,
this bothered me for two reasons. One was that I was specific in what I asked for,
mm-hmm,
and he disregarded that.
Yeah.
The other reason it bothered me was because I owned a Super Nintendo. He owned a Genesis.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
And he didn't want to play it. It's not like he did it out of selfishness.
Oh, man.
But like, he got me a video game for his system because he thought it would be better.
Yeah.
And he apparently didn't trust my opinion.
Jesus, that sucks.
So that was probably one of my biggest Christmas disappointments.
Yeah.
And the only other one I can think of off the top of my head was also from my dad. And it really wasn't a huge disappointment because I was already an adult at this point, but it was kind of a disappointment in the sense that, well, let me just say what it was. My dad knows that I am into artistic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to draw and things like that. My dad thought he was doing an awesome thing and bought me a set of a bunch of different colored markers. They were dry erase markers.
Oh, man.
And he didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I did not have a dry erase board. His intention was for me to just draw with dry erase markers. Yeah.
God.
So it was disappointing in the sense that I had to deal with that situation then.
Yeah.
You know, like I had to say, because I didn't realize what he was doing, like what his intention was. I had to say that they were dry erase markers, yeah, and then like kind of make him feel bad.
Yeah. Call him out on it. Yeah.
But I wasn't really disappointed with him, you know, like,
yeah,
how could you do this to me, Dad? Where are the real markers, you asshole?
Very funny.
So that's all that comes to mind for me, yeah, off the top of my head. And you know, of course, there were like grandma presents,
mm-hmm,
like here's a sweatshirt from the Gap,
yeah,
you know, stuff I would never ever wear in my life.
Yeah.
So have you thought of anything?
I thought of something.
Okay.
Yeah, this is gonna sound horrible. My lovely grandma likes to paint, and mm-hmm, it's kind of cool because we connect on that artistic level in a way. It's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to paint. She likes everything I've done, even if it's like dark and gritty, you know, she still enjoys it. So we connect on that level. But when I was a kid, she would ask me like what my favorite X-Man was, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'd say like Wolverine. So she'd paint Wolverine on a sweatshirt and give it to me for Christmas. But the paintings were so bad, man. They were so bad. Like, for example, I got a Wolverine sweatshirt,
okay,
that she had painted. And you know, like Wolverine, the yellow outfit.
Yep.
Yellow and black. His mask, like the black part on the mask, you know, kind of goes straight up, kind of like Batman in a way, you know?
Yeah, sort of. It sticks out to the side a bit more, but
yeah. Hers just like went out like a mustache, like went up and curled out, like,
oh,
big time.
Okay. Yeah, you couldn't see what he did, but he just did this thing with his fingers.
Kind of like a...
The way you just did that with your fingers, yeah, almost makes it look like a jester's hat or something.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And the claws were blobs, you, mm-hmm, know? And it's like, and I'm little, but I can do better than that.
Yeah.
And you fucked it up. So I was looking forward to it because I'm like, oh, grandma can paint. She can paint flowers and hummingbirds. Awesome. But she fucked this up. And I was so disappointed. I didn't wear it ever.
Did she also write like X-Man on it?
No. Thank God. It was just him. Yeah. But later on, you know, as I got older, I felt real bad because painting on a sweatshirt is kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So like his claws were blobs, but kind of hard to paint like a solid straight line, you know, with smooth edges.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
It's really cool of her to try, but that's the problem. Like, it's the same kind of thing sort of as like my grandparents getting me sweatshirts from the Gap.
Yep.
It's like they don't know. Mm-hmm. They just don't know.
Yeah.
They're just fucking old and they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, to her, Wolverine, I don't even know what that is. I just know it's a thing you like. So I got as close as I could and I couldn't even really tell that I was off, but it's still shitty.
And every year she would ask, like, what else? You know, what else? I'll do another shirt. And I'm like, oh no. So I'd be like, fuck, like Swamp Thing, you know?
Yeah, how can you fuck up Swamp Thing? That's a good one.
Oh, it was horrible.
Really?
Jesus. It was like, it didn't even have like red eyes. You know, I'd have to give her reference material and she couldn't do it.
Did Swamp Thing always have red eyes?
I don't know. In the comic books that I saw, yeah. I don't know. Cartoon, yes. Red eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Huh. I am not picturing him with red eyes.
But yeah, fucked it up.
Swamp
it was
Thing.
It was always so bad. And what's weird is I never like saw it as, oh shit, I'm getting clothes, you know. I was actually excited about it initially, but then it's like, grandma, no, don't do this. I'm not gonna wear it. God damn it.
I just looked up Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And the one comic book cover that came up in Google image searches did have red eyes.
Yep.
So yeah, I didn't know. I don't think I was familiar with Swamp Thing from the comics, though. Was there a Swamp Thing cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I might have caught
toys, you know,
an episode or two of that.
Obviously, there was that movie.
And I think I saw the second Swamp Thing movie as a kid.
Oh, no. There was another one?
There were two, and I think I only saw the second one. I have seen the first one since then.
Yeah, okay.
The first one is terrible, and I imagine the second one is also terrible.
Yeah.
But I remember the second one having some kind of evil guy that was doing biological experiments, so there were other weird kind of mutants and things in it. The first one, it was just Swamp Thing.
Yeah, battling the
bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys. Yeah. Shit. And the comics were fucking horrible.
What were we talking about? Christmas present disappointments.
Yeah.
I just thought of another one. What was it? Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
This was kind of an ongoing Christmas present disappointment. And it was my dad. And that's the worst because my dad should have been the one to really get me.
You'd think,
around Christmas time. And in some ways he was, but he also thought he knew better than me, including on issues of what I liked. I think I have mentioned this before, but every year I would ask for Ninja Turtles stuff. I was gaga over Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
My dad thought Ninja Turtles were the stupidest fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he even once told me, when you're an adult, you're going to be embarrassed. look back on this and be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Which is not true. Yeah. I still love Ninja Turtles. Fuck you, Dad. But every year I would ask for Ninja Turtle stuff and sometimes I would get it. But most of the time instead, I would get G.I. Joes.
Oh, no.
Because G.I. Joes were what he played with as a kid.
Ah.
And he played with like the Barbie size ones.
The big ones.
The big ones.
Way back.
And what he would get me were the tiny ones, you know, that were around when we were kids. And he'd always get me these G.I. Joes and I had zero interest in G.I. Joes. And I feel bad because they were cool toys.
Yeah.
Like it would be kind of cool to, it'd be kind of cool to have them now, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play with them though, so I don't know what I would do with them. But they were cool toys. It was like...
And it's not what you asked for. Jesus.
It was like getting a kid He-Man toys if they'd never even heard of He-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, He-Man toys were cool if you were into He-Man toys, but as toys, like, completely by themselves, they're just...
He's trying to get you to relive his nostalgic moments. Yeah, when he was...
And it didn't work because I wasn't into G.I. Joes. So that was another big one.
Yeah.
So every year, he would get me shit.
That's shitty.
That I knew nothing about and didn't care about. Because he thought that it was better than what I liked.
Man, not cool.
Yeah.
I can think of one more real quick.
Okay, good.
My ex-girlfriend liked to do this thing that I think a lot of girls like to do where they get you a million little things and it appears it's supposed to trick you into thinking, oh my God, look at all this shit I got. But it would always disappoint me because it was dumb shit. Like it'd be a big bag full of colored pencils and Sharpies and toothpaste and a pair of warm socks, which I would wear, and a candle. And it just went on and on and on.
Like she just fucking raided the dollar store.
Yeah, and I could use it all, but I was never fooled. No.
Right. Yeah.
All I needed was one cool fucking thing, you know? And I would ask because she'd be like, what do you want? You know? And I never got it. So yeah, that was disappointing. Fucking women trying to fool us. Shit.
I think the last time I had a girlfriend at Christmas, I got her an iPod.
Yeah.
Which was expensive as shit. Yeah. Cause it was like the iPod. It wasn't like a shuffle.
Yeah.
And I also got her like a big box of chocolates from some place she really liked that was kind of expensive in the mall. Yeah. So I got her like maybe three presents, but they were all like big presents.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't getting her like a nail clippers and, you know, whatever.
She didn't do that to you, did she?
No, like, no.
A bunch of
I forget
little
what she got me though. I want to say it wasn't as good as an iPod. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to jump to the Facebook real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then our buddy Dave said, currently playing catch up after a month of nonsense. I'm at number 145. How about you guys talk about the awesomest Christmas gifts you got as kids or other Christmas stories? So I wanted to go from the most disappointing Christmas gifts
to the most awesome.
To the coolest.
Yeah.
I know I got a lot of really good Christmas presents when I was a kid. Like, you know, this last little thing we were talking about was the shitty ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a ton of cool shit.
Yeah.
I unfortunately am having trouble because, you know, it gets mixed up in my head what I got for birthdays, what I got for Christmases, and then just in general, I kind of forget, you know. But a few things do come to mind for me. The first one that springs to mind, and the first thing I remember as like the most badass Christmas present was when I was really young and I knew nothing about music, and the only musician I really ever expressed an interest in was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I thought he was the most badass, and he used to wear, you know, crazy gloves and crazy jackets and shit.
Almost like a superhero. Yeah.
And there was this one jacket that he wore in, I think it was related to Beat It or...
The red one?
Yeah, the red like leathery jacket.
Beat It.
Yeah. With the zippers all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one year my dad and my mom, I don't know who actually found it or if they were together or whatever, but they found a child size version of that jacket. God. It was in black, not red, but it was the exact same fucking jacket.
God.
All the zippers in the same place. The sleeves, you could zip them off and wear it as a vest.
God,
it was the exact same jacket in black and in my size as a little kid.
Wow.
Totally badass.
That had to be expensive as shit.
I have no idea where they got it or how they found it, but it was the coolest.
You couldn't
top that.
Yeah.
That
Man, that definitely beats mine. The most excited I ever got, and that's how I'll gauge how badass, you know, the most badass present I got, the most awesome. This is gay, but it was a pink guitar. Ooh. And it wasn't even a real guitar. It was like a musical guitar that I got when I was like 10, and it was pink, and I picked it out, but it was...
What kind? What do you mean it was a musical guitar?
Like it had buttons, and each button, it was like a...
an electronic thing that would play sounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be like doom, doom, doom.
Because I had when I was a kid, I had a toy guitar that was Muppet Babies themed.
Oh, God.
And it had it was blue. It had a crank on the side that when you cranked it, played a tune like a Jack in the Box.
Oh, God.
But nothing popped out of it.
Yeah.
And it had actual strings on it and a fretboard.
Oh, wow.
It couldn't be tuned properly. It was like a really shitty out of tune ukulele or something. But it, you know, it wasn't electronic or anything.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
So anyway.
That's kind of cool.
What were you saying about your guitar?
Oh, man. It was the coolest thing. And I have a photo somewhere, it's probably at my mom's house, of me opening up this gift, and you should see my face. It's like the most excited, and I have large eyes to begin with,
yeah.
But holy fuck, holy fucking eyeballs, Batman, you know.
How old were you approximately?
Like 10?
Yeah.
I want to say, I'm sure I'm off by a couple years, I don't know, but I gotta get that photo and show you. It was the most amazing. I couldn't believe they got it. Oh, God.
That just reminded me of another gift I got, which was later, I don't know how old I was, maybe 11. I got this kit that came with a mic stand and a microphone, a little amp thing, and an electric guitar.
Oh, man.
And all of it was like, it was all toys, but it worked. The amp thing was like a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You plug the mic into and you could talk through the speaker. and the electric guitar could plug into it too, and it had actual strings on it. It again wasn't able to be truly properly tuned,
yeah,
but it would pick it up and like make guitar kind of sounds through the little amp, and that was pretty badass too.
That is bad.
I mean, it was gay as shit, but it was pretty badass.
Doink, 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 doink.
Me and my cousins made a music video one time.
Yeah.
There's this song, I think it's by a band called Slaughter.
Yeah.
That was the music video was in the beginning of the VHS tape of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh God.
Do you remember that by any chance?
Oh, vaguely. Yeah.
I forget how the song
Jesus,
went.
Bring it up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the song was called, but
Blast from the Past.
Anyways, we did a music video to that song where I had like one of my cousins pretending to play drums on something.
Yeah.
One of them was using the guitar. One of them was on like lip syncing on the mic, and I was I was pretending to play the saxophone because I had this must have been sixth grade, because in sixth grade I was in the school band.
Yeah.
It was the only year I was in the school band, and I picked the saxophone as my instrument.
Yeah.
And so I had a real saxophone, but there's no saxophone in that song.
That's great.
I think this is it. Shout It Out. It's the noise gate is killing me a little bit. Okay. Right now there's just it's a couple of semis. One says Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey on the trailer, and the other one says Slaughter. Driving, crashing through a locked chain link fence.
And I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand
now
that?
They're showing some black and white movie on a TV. Channels are fucking up. There's like an old couple watching the TV, and the channels are fucking up. The station will be conducting a test. Okay, now the Slaughter guys are taking over the TV. Now a bunch of 90s, very 90s looking skanks are climbing out of the truck. I just really wanted to get to the part where the music is happening. I don't want to play this whole fucking song. Jesus, Slaughter and Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Their fucking long intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this
Jesus.
This is what we were doing a music video to.
That's awesome. Saxophone.
Yep. Yes. Imagine an 11-year-old boy dancing around with a saxophone to this song, probably in my socks.
Yeah.
But yes, and we had a VHS camcorder, so it was massive.
Yeah.
And that's what we were taping this on.
And you get done, you're like, cool. Oh, we get to watch it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, get the tape. Oh, put it in. Oh,
yep.
Cool. So cool.
Yeah. There are probably lots of presents like that I'm just forgetting. But
I can imagine, yeah.
Another one that comes to mind for me, which was earlier, was the NES,
mm-hmm.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that one was that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
That was for my dad.
Same here.
My dad, which actually kind of in a way made it cooler, because that was a time when my dad was into the same video games I was into.
Yeah. Fuck, NES, that's why I love it. Because if you look back on some of the commercials, everybody of all ages, all people were playing the NES, you know, old people, middle-aged, kids. Whereas today, you know, 360, it's just the younger, maybe 20-year-olds, you know, you don't see, I can imagine, I'm sure there's older people playing, but not for the most part. You know?
I don't know. I probably never asked, so maybe I just didn't know, but I don't remember any of my friends in school around the NES time,
yeah,
having parents that played. You know, if they had one, it was just because they asked for one or whatever, and their parents got it for them. I think maybe you're just thinking of the movie The Wizard, where the whole family plays Nintendo.
It was in the commercials, yeah. Well, my friends, like their dads would buy them Nintendo or Sega Genesis, and they'd play. They would suck,
mm-hmm.
but they'd play. They were into it.
I remember trying to get my mom to play with me. Every once in a while, I could convince her to do it, but
you'd get so frustrated.
She didn't like it.
Give me that controller.
Yeah.
You suck.
I wouldn't, but she was only doing it because I asked her to. She didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I can't blame her. That's not what she's into.
Yeah.
The one video game I remember my mom liking was Bust-A-Move, otherwise known as Puzzle Bobble, is the game with the little bubble bobble dragons at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's a puzzle game with the little colored bubbles that you shoot up.
Yep.
That was the only one I can think of that my mom ever liked.
Really?
I had that for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, man.
And she would play that sometimes. The only other awesome Christmas present that's coming to mind, and I know there were plenty, is there was one year when I think it was right after my parents got divorced, and my dad came over for Christmas anyway.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Probably because they weren't sure what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you do?
Yeah. And my memory is a little hazy, but I remember that being one of the best Christmases.
Really? Oh, wow.
Because
that's amazing.
Instead of going in together on Christmas presents and stuff, they were both getting us presents. Yeah. So it was like we got more presents.
Yeah.
And I think my dad especially, because he was the one that moved out, you know, I think he kind of went all out that year.
Yeah.
Because he just like, you know, I don't know what, like maybe on some level was trying to remind us that your dad still loves you or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember it being an awesome Christmas. And the one thing that stands out in my mind was I got a really kick-ass set of colored pencils that year.
Oh, man.
Like really like pro colored pencils. Like they came in this sort of binder sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice case.
Yeah.
And they were just a bazillion colors.
Wow.
And I colored like crazy. I drew so much stuff.
Yeah.
I did so much draw, and I still have some of them.
Oh, my God.
To this day.
Jesus.
So that was a really cool present.
I forgot to mention this. This was probably more epic than that stupid guitar I got, which was awesome. But when I got laser tag, that was like, holy shit. It was really expensive because that was, I think, one of the gifts I got, and they left the sticker on it, and I was like, holy shit.
Oh, so you knew how much it was.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they paid that much for it, but it was epic.
Do you remember how much it was?
Ooh, I want to say like $79 for like one gun.
Oh, shit.
And they got like not a helmet, but a hat. The only shitty part is they got my brother a different brand of laser tag. So they weren't compatible,
yeah,
man.
Didn't work together.
So we
yeah.
couldn't play. Oh, it sucked. That was kind of disappointing, but it wasn't their fault. Shit.
I always wanted those laser tag sets.
Yeah.
I never got them, and it's probably for the best because honestly, I think if I ever had gotten them, I would have gotten a day's use out of them.
Yeah.
So
I was always in the backyard with neighbor kids.
They always seemed so cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
I really did want them. I didn't. There was one neighbor kid that I used to kind of play with.
Yeah.
And he was weird, and
weirdo.
I didn't really like him.
Yeah.
So, and he was a couple years younger, and
Hey, Kyle, want to hang out? Hey, Kyle.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking of, not really related to this particular question, but it related to Christmas, and I was thinking about it because I noticed a lot of these presents, both on the awesome and the not so awesome side, were from my dad.
Yeah.
My dad, one year. Every year we'd have a Christmas tree. It was almost always a fake tree. I think we had a real tree maybe twice.
Mm-hmm. They suck. Yeah.
Yeah. Real trees are a pain in the ass. Yeah. I mean, they're cool, but they're not worth the pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, usually we had a big box of ornaments, you know,
mm-hmm.
And there was just this crazy mishmash of ornaments. And we had a few that were like personalized kind of like there was one that was like a globe kind of like an orb, but it was kind of flat on one side and it was a picture frame. And there was a picture in there of me and my dad and my mom when I was really little. And I think it had the year on it.
Yeah.
So we had some like that were, you know, kind of sentimental and, you know, personalized. And one year my dad decided, fuck all that shit. And he went out and he bought a bunch of boxes of these glass sparkly balls.
Mm-hmm.
They were all the same, like clear iridescent.
Mm-hmm.
They were all exactly identical. And that's all we were going to put on the tree.
What the fuck? Why? Weird.
I kind of get it. Like it was an aesthetic thing for him. He thought it would look nicer that way.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like if we had a sofa that we all really loved and it was super comfy.
Yeah.
And then one day I came home and my dad had cleared all the furniture out of the house and replaced it all with metal and glass furniture.
Because he liked it.
Because it looked cool. And that's what but like, you didn't even consult me on this. And what happens to all these, you know, ornaments that have sentimental value? This is sort of a tradition thing. Like, why are we even putting a fucking tree up? This whole thing is like this weird tradition that we do.
Exactly. Jesus, what a weirdo.
And I was just reminded of that because my dad had some kind of weird ideas about Christmas, like, you know, getting, like, thinking he knew better than I did what I was into.
Yeah,
and
I'm getting that vibe. Oh, yeah.
Well, back to the Twitter, I guess.
Yeah.
Back on the Twitter. The last question is, how about that Kim Jong-il?
Kim Jong-il.
Fuck. How about it, Orion?
Yeah, how about it? He's dead. I know nothing.
It's been a sad couple of weeks for me. You know, Christopher Hitchens is dead.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il is dead. Two of my biggest heroes. You know?
Yeah.
Christopher Hitchens was a strong, outspoken, eloquent, like atheist speaker.
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-il invented America. So, you know, two of my biggest heroes.
Oh, that's sad.
Have you seen, there's a video floating around of North Koreans. It's North Koreans, right? Oh, yeah. Jesus. Now I feel like an idiot. North Koreans mourning the death of Kim Jong-il.
No, I haven't.
And they're all just going absolutely insane.
Wow.
Like just wailing in the streets.
Jesus. I have to see this.
And I think it's propaganda. Like, I think a lot of it might be them faking it. But it's just insane. Like, I've never reacted that way. Like, if I were somehow around for my own death afterwards, I wouldn't react that
way. Yeah, shit.
Kim Jong-il mourners? I don't know what to look for. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. North Koreans weeping hysterically over the death of Kim Jong-il.
All right, I gotta see this.
Okay. It says, Pyongyang overwhelmed with grief at the demise of Kim Jong-il. I gotta turn this down. Now they're showing a painting of him. It's just a bunch of guys in uniforms, school uniforms or something.
There's hundreds of them.
And they're just crying. Everybody's just crying. President Obama could die right now. And I wouldn't even, like, I'd probably shrug.
Yeah.
And it's not because I hate Obama. You know, it's just bizarre.
This has to be propaganda.
Yes, it's too loud.
But then again,
Jesus, listen to the moaning and screaming and wailing. I just can't fucking understand. I guess a lot of the information is censored and filtered over there, and there's a lot of propaganda and misinformation and stuff. And I guess maybe it is real. Maybe they're fed so much bullshit. It's like being told that Jesus was president of America and he just died, you know? So I don't know, but that's crazy.
I can't wrap my head around that. Being real, I can't. Oh, God.
But I mean, like, that's
all of them? I mean,
that's all I have.
A few of the girls, like, oh, God, I'm choking up. And some of the men are like, you know, holding
everybody
back. You know, holding
hysterical,
back.
Hysterical. Just
everybody.
Like, falling down.
Yeah.
They can't control themselves. It's insane. And I don't have anything else to say about Kim Jong-il. Like, what do you want me to say about Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
Like, he was a real meanie. He was a real stick in the mud, that Kim Jong-il.
He could have used a real spanking.
Man. Yep. He was always ruining everybody's day. What a mean old man. He was a funny looking dude, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about dictators needing to have peculiar hair?
Yeah.
Like Hitler with his tiny mustache.
Yep.
Kim Jong-il with like, what it looks like, I don't even know what, like it looks like a shingle resting on top of his head.
Yeah. Just so weird.
Something about them dictators. They got to have weird hair.
I don't know.
That's everything on the Facebook and the Twitter. Right. Aside from our buddy Paul on the Facebook saying, hey, it's episode 150. That's all he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I did want to mention real briefly is a couple times on the show, I've mentioned this game I made called Slime Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said before that I lost it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I made the game in 2002, and it's the only game I've ever made and completed and put out there for people to get a hold of. It was part of this, not really a competition, just sort of a group activity where a bunch of us were making games in four colors, kind of loosely adhering to the specifications of a Game Boy game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just lost forever.
Oh, yeah. You've gone through how many computers since then? 2002? Shit.
Yeah. And I contacted some people from that old community.
No way.
And one of them had it. And it wasn't even somebody I knew. Like, it wasn't even somebody who knew me from back then. They just apparently downloaded all of them and kept them somewhere. Wow. And they uploaded it for me, and I downloaded it, and now I uploaded it to our web space. So if you're at all interested in playing my hit game, Slime Ball, it is, there's a link to it in the forums, in the Electrogenesis forums. There's a link on the Facebook page. But I just kind of wanted to bring that up because I was, it's dumb. It's not a good game. Mm-hmm. Like, for what it is, it's good. But what it is garbage. Yeah. It's essentially, it's essentially Pong is what it is.
Yeah.
But with like a third dimension kind of, like it's a volleyball sort of game. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of it is to not let the ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, shit. It was kind of a hobby. I'm sure everybody in the group was new to the whole thing. And that's what's cool. You're all collaborating, making this game.
But we didn't collaborate making the game. We made our own games.
Oh, I see.
That's why it was kind of like a competition, but nobody won.
I see.
So we each made a game.
It
was all me. I made the music. I made the sound effects. I made the graphics. And
holy shit.
Coded the game. But I was super excited about it because I thought, you know, this was like one of my few, my few real accomplishments. And I thought it was gone forever.
Yeah.
And I found it. So if you would like to check that out, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Gavin Almond in the forum said that, it was shit, but it, but it played like a proper game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's high praise.
Fucking Gavin. Yeah.
So you're going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Batman trailer?
I have, yep.
What do you think?
Ooh, I got mixed feelings, man. Because this is, at least with my friend base on Facebook, is being like way
overhyped.
Overhyped, yeah, big time.
They're super excited.
I come into work. Dude, did you get the trailer I put on your page? Fucking epic.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this to come out. Any high fives like another coworker, like, yeah, that was awesome. And I just, like, I didn't read the comics, really. I'm kind of excited to see it, you know, because I've enjoyed the others.
I like Batman.
I'm a little worried.
I like Batman in theory.
Yeah.
But I never really read the comics either.
Yeah.
And I liked Batman Begins. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I had my issues with it. Batman... What was the second one?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, yeah. I liked more than the first one, mm-hmm. mostly because of the Joker.
Yeah.
And then Heath Ledger died.
Yeah.
This new trailer has done nothing for me, really.
Yeah.
There's something that I think is the Batwing that's briefly shown.
Yeah.
That looks terrible to me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like something out of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like any. The Bat tank I had my issues with, the Batmobile being essentially a tank.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like a piece of military hardware.
Yeah.
It looked like it could be a real thing.
The story, yeah.
Yeah, it fit.
It was treated well.
It sort of made sense. It wasn't treated that well, but it sort of made sense. The Bat wing in this one doesn't look like it could fly at all. In any way.
To me, it looked like it was defying gravity and just floating, you know?
Yeah,
jets or anything.
I've seen production photos.
Yeah.
And the way it was done was they had it on a crane on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And they drove the truck through the streets and then, you know, digitally removed the truck later.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, even in the brief scene where it's in the trailer, it's like bobbing up and down because it's sitting on a crane on a fucking truck.
Man.
And it looks like garbage. I don't know a lot about Bane.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of the character Bane. The only thing I really know about Bane is that he is like I think he was like a prisoner and he was experimented on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's supposed to be pretty smart. But he's always been bland and dull to me. He always just looked like a pro wrestler to me. And he was basically just a criminal who was kind of strong and smart.
Exactly.
There's no flair to him in any way.
Yeah.
Nothing special about Bane. I guess the most special thing about Bane is I think in the comics, at one point he breaks Batman's back,
mm-hmm.
which for comic fans was a huge deal. It was a major plot point in the comics. But Bane in this trailer, his mask pisses me off.
Yeah,
because it does. What's it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be some kind of breathing apparatus? Like, I think Bane figured into the animated series somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and he had this mask that was basically just a mask, like a wrestler's mask or something.
For pure aesthetics.
Yeah.
Looking but in this like movie, a bad guy. Yeah.
In this movie, it reminds me of in Mortal Kombat, the movie.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Reptile, mm-hmm. like the CGI reptilian reptile gets shoved into like a coffin or something and then some comes statue. Out as a human.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's got that the face mask with the weird mouth in it.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. That's what yeah. Bane's mask looks like. Only like more technological. And by more technological, I mean silver spray painted bendy straws.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It kind of reminds me. Do you remember these toys that looked kind of like the bendy part, the crinkly bendy part of a bendy straw? But that was like the whole toy and it was bigger and they would connect into each other at the ends. You remember these things?
Oh, man. Vaguely. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what his mask reminds
really?
Me of. It yeah. looks like yeah. a toy. It looks ridiculous. And isn't he supposed to be like a giant guy, like muscular at least?
Yeah.
I'm sure this guy is muscular. Like, I'm sure they made him work out and stuff for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
yeah,
I feel like Bane should be kind of larger than life if you're going to do Bane.
Yeah, like a bigger guy. But my coworkers are telling me, because again, I don't know anything about Bane. He never interested me.
Yeah, me neither.
So, but they're telling me like he juices up and, you know.
Yeah, he's got venom or something. Yeah, I think yeah. they call it venom.
So I don't know.
I guess.
I just don't know.
I don't know either. There's a ridiculous scene where a football field caves in. And I think Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul is going to be back. Liam Neeson's character.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember what happened to him in the first movie. Did he die? Did he?
He was in that house fire, right?
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. I really don't remember.
He left.
That's yep. another character that never really. He's more interesting because he's got the in the animated series at least, which is the only thing I really know him from. He yeah. had the Lazarus pits. He was essentially immortal because he would bathe in these pits and come back, which was kind of interesting. I don't know if his name is Ra's or Ra's. I think in the animated series it was Ra's, but in the movie, it was Ra's. Mm-hmm. I don't know which is the correct way to pronounce it.
Yeah.
But again, boring character.
Yeah.
I just don't give a fuck. It doesn't excite me at all in any way.
I have the feeling, yeah, that I'm going to be like, what the fuck is this?
I guess Anne Hathaway is Catwoman.
That pisses me off.
It doesn't
fucking hate that woman.
It doesn't. I don't hate her.
I hate her.
I think she's a cutie. Oh, she's my crush of the week.
Princess
Anne Hathaway
Diaries.
Is Kyle's crush of the week.
Oh,
I would
Christ.
Hug her.
No, what?
But God. I don't think, I even think she could potentially maybe make a good Catwoman. But from what I saw in the trailer, I wasn't buying it. And for what I've seen of like production photos and stuff,
mm-hmm.
she just looks like a chick yeah. in like a generic.
Her eyes are too big.
She looks like she's wearing a Spy Kids costume.
Yeah, yeah.
And
which, how are they going to explain all
her
that?
Eyes are
I
not
just have
too
a feeling
big.
A lot of the shit won't be explained. Like, what's the functionality of Bane's mask?
No, there is none. He just wears it. Okay.
The only thing I can think of is supposed to be some kind of breathing
yeah.
thing. But
like throw that in. But Catwoman, like use like a sexy woman, man.
You don't think she's a fox?
No
I'd
way.
Bang her.
Eyes are too big.
What's her eyes?
Just,
most people, I think you have a thing about eyes.
I think
it's because of your own eyes.
It might be, but big eyes just don't suggest sexy. They can be cute, but not sexy. Not like scheming, you know.
Like so, scheming is sexy to
like,
you.
Yeah.
I need a bitch yeah. who's plotting against me.
I don't know. Mysterious.
Now I know why
naughty.
You like Aldi so much. She has dots for eyes.
Yeah.
She always looks like she's plotting against
you. Oh, yeah. Him. God. When you're wearing a woman like that on the end of your dick, I mean, it's just...
That is the grossest way to describe having sex.
It's like, my God.
When you're wearing a woman like that on the end of your dick.
All right.
I would hug the shit out of Anne Hathaway. I actually genuinely think she's a very cute cutie. So there.
I wouldn't even hug her, man. Anyway.
Not even hug her?
I wouldn't even hug her.
Oh, no, I would hug her.
No, I just can't do it. Maybe the big eye thing, I take issue with it because I see it in a weird way, like I'm related to her because I have the large eyes, you know?
Maybe.
I just can't see past
because
that.
Of your large eyes, the large eyes on other people look bigger because your large eyes are magnifying them.
Possibly.
So they look like cartoon characters to you.
Yeah. Who could fall in love with these eyes? They're huge. No.
I saw another trailer that interested me more,
yeah.
but also looks like it might piss me off.
Oh, no.
It's for a movie called Prometheus, which is a prequel to the Aliens series of movies. It's a prequel to Alien.
That's, oh, Jesus. I knew that was being
I think we talked and, about that yeah, maybe at one, Prometheus. Maybe not on the show, but maybe you just you and I talked about it.
Yeah. I didn't know they were calling
there's
it
a
that.
Trailer okay. out for it now. Let me see
oh
if I can find that.
Oh, my God.
Prometheus.
This is the one we were talking about where they were talking about like using older methods, like actual models and shit.
They may have been talking about that. I don't know. Like, but I don't think that's largely what they've done.
As little CGI as possible.
I don't know. But
God,
I'm pulling up the trailer right now.
All right.
Hold on. I'll make it bigger. Okay. Here we go. Ugh.
I was wrong. It was so wrong.
From director Ridley Scott. There's a spaceship. There's a planetscape. Some vehicles. Big weird statue. Some urn things. Spaceship. And that's the trailer.
I don't like it.
They went looking for our beginning. What they found could be our end.
Oh, man.
Okay, so from what I understand about this movie, it's a prequel to Alien. It's directed by Ridley Scott, who directed Alien.
So this is the movie.
So it's meant to be kind of a return to form kind of thing.
Yeah.
One thing I know about this movie is that Ridley Scott has said that there will not be any aliens in this movie. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, like the xenomorphs, the evil aliens from the Alien series. It takes place largely in a ship like, I don't know if it's the same one or not, but like the ship that's in the movie Alien, the weird space jockey ship where they find the corpse that's sitting in a penis telescope chair.
Oh, Jesus.
And they show the penis telescope chair in this trailer.
Yeah.
Then they show a room that looks kind of like the chamber that had all the eggs in it in Alien. But instead of eggs, there are these weird like urn looking things. They show at one point a giant stone head. And there's actually a photo on another website I saw that's like a promotional photo that shows that giant stone head from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly a giant stone human face. And there's a shot from the trailer that was like screen captured. You don't really notice it in the trailer, but there's a figure. There's a huge, like a basically a large human being. And they're saying that that is what the that might be the space jockey, like the guy that was sitting in the chair of the penis telescope.
Yeah.
That they might look like giant humans, but that was a suit that he was wearing. You know, like that was his spacesuit, that weird skeleton looking thing.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I don't like about it, is the idea that they could basically be giant humans in crazy spacesuits.
God damn it.
I don't really like the idea that they're going in search of the origin of human life, and that's how they find this ship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really thrilled about the idea of the origin of human life somehow being tied in with this spaceship.
Fucking A, yeah, because there were books before movies or books after the movies?
Oh, there were books after the movies.
Okay, but yeah.
Books and comics and stuff.
All the people that are reading the books are probably like, oh, fuck yeah. I don't know.
No,
but it looks like a totally separate thing. Like separate movie.
It is. It has some similar.
It has
some related set pieces.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it is basically an unrelated story.
It's not.
Which is probably why it's called Prometheus and not Alien Negative One or whatever. Alien Zero.
Alien Zero.
Yeah. But I'm not so sure. Like, I'm kind of excited for it because I really like that series.
Yeah.
Well, specifically the first two movies.
Yeah.
And I got really into like the extended universe for a little bit. Like, I had a couple of Aliens novels. And they weren't bad, actually.
Yeah.
I had Aliens toys and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about it, but.
Well, you have to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, I will definitely watch it. Another thing, this is not a big deal, but it pissed me off a little bit. Like, it just bugged me, was that they have these, spacesuits on in the trailer. Now, this is supposed to be a prequel, so it was before
this
Alien.
This is what bugged me too, watching this.
This is actually, in a general sense, this bugs me a lot about prequels. They had these spacesuits on in the trailer that were very svelte. They were very, you know, almost skin tight. and they had these ridiculous like bubble helmets that just looked absurd. They really looked
glass domes
insane. But more than just the helmets looking insane is the fact that there were spacesuits in Alien, and they were massive.
Yeah,
they were like a big fucking deal. They were huge spacesuits. Mm-hmm. So why? It doesn't make sense that they had such better spacesuits
before. Yeah, and they do that.
And this happens a lot with prequels, especially like the Star Wars prequels, something that came way later than the original. Mm-hmm. And then they do a prequel. Mm-hmm.
Stormtroopers had like more advanced looking helmets and shit.
In the Star Wars movies, everything was more advanced in the prequels. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But there's this temptation because of all this new technology to do all these things you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
New production technologies, new CGI stuff. And I think the temptation takes people too far. They're so tempted to do all these things they couldn't do before that they end up ruining the continuity.
Yeah, they forget.
By essentially making the prequel that was supposed to happen before look like it happened after.
Mm-hmm.
Which just gets under my skin. Like, you should know this stuff better than I should.
Yeah.
And for some reason you don't.
And like, what bugs me is prequels will have more modernistic looking hairdos and shit.
Yeah.
And though, like, he's got frosted tips. What the fuck? And
I can forgive that a little bit more because it's just fashion. But you know, maybe the trends are, you know, cycling. You know, like bell bottoms came back for a little while. Well, maybe bell bottoms came back another 15 years in the future, and then another 30, and you know, they just keep coming back. Same thing with hairstyles, I guess.
The makeup on the women like is more modern, and it shouldn't be. Like, why can't you just have the costume designer design clothes of that era prior to the first movie? I mean, fuck, they do Western movies and, you know,
it's mostly the technological stuff that bothers me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in the Aliens movies, I can kind of forgive them for this, but like in Alien and in Aliens, you know, anytime there was a monitor around, it was a giant CRT monitor, like a TV.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any in the trailer, but I guarantee you there are going to be flat screens everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can kind of get that because they would have used flat screens if they could have seen flat screens coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if they, you know, but just try to have some consistency, you know? I don't know.
I know what you're
saying. I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling it's going to piss me off.
Yeah. It's too clean. It's not gritty enough. You know? Fuck. I was hoping, though. What a disappointment.
So now that I've brought us both down.
Yeah, really. I was really looking forward to that. God.
Yeah.
It ruined my week. Thanks, Riley.
I'm okay with the fact that there won't be any aliens in it to a point, but I kind of feel like they should at least maybe show up in some form or another at the end.
Some overlap.
When I was reading about this movie, I was reading, before there was any real information, I was reading about the potential of a space jockey alien. Mm-hmm. Like, it sort of canon that the aliens take on traits of whatever their host was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe an alien infected a space jockey, because they had clearly done that, because the space jockey in the first movie had his chest blown open.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that happened. So we'll see what that would have looked like.
Yeah.
And I think that would be cool. But from what I have heard, it seems like that's not going to happen, because they're not going to feature in this at all. And I sort of get his point. Like, the director said, you know, they've been played out. They've been done to death, the aliens. So I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why people are going to watch your movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is because they're into aliens. Nobody's going to watch it as a standalone film.
Yeah.
Well, people probably will, but they're not going to appreciate it. Yeah. The only people who are going to appreciate it are the people who are into the series. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It just seems dumb. But now that I'm good and depressed.
Oh, I want to make, for anyone that played or plays StarCraft, like the Terran Marines, you know?
Yeah.
Have you played?
I have not, but I know
the aesthetic
who
the
Marines
is very much like the Alien film. And I think that was on purpose. Whereas this looks more like the Protoss, you know, it's clean and too fucking clean. I don't know.
Yeah, everything's very, very clean.
Vibrant.
Whereas in the other movies, it was almost like being on an old Navy ship or something. Everything seemed very industrial.
Yeah.
And this is almost more Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's my nerd out for this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, unless you've got anything else you want to talk about, I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's jingle some bells, dog.
Oh, yeah.
As usual, I am Kyle. You can email me at my name. And I just had a terrible thought.
Or you can email me at Orion at I just had a terrible thought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
We didn't get any voicemails this week, which ruined my Christmas preemptively. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Miss Nick.
Yeah, Miss Nick. Oh, she didn't get back to me at all, so we're not getting married. I've moved on to Anne Hathaway now.
Oh, no.
Yep, so...
that is a massive loss on her part.
I know. And of course there are the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. One thing I wanted to mention about that is that a couple of people have tried to register for the forums and they've had trouble, and it was kind of spam filter that I had on there that was like malfunctioning and just denying everybody instead of just denying spammers. So temporarily what I would do is I would disable it, let them register, and then re-enable it, because I didn't know what else to do. I took a tip from Whiskey Thursday. In their forums, there's a security question that asks what John Paul's favorite Pokemon is. So you can only get into the forums if you've been listening to the show and you know what his favorite Pokemon is. Well, I, temporarily at least, we could come up with a different question if you'd rather.
Oh, God.
But there is a security question now when you register in our forums that says, what is Orion's baby's name? Oh, I was trying to think of something that you would that you'd only know if you either knew us or you'd listen to the show.
Yeah.
So currently the question is, what is Orion's baby's name?
All right.
And the answer is, of course, Leland.
Leland.
That's L-E-L-A-N-D.
Yes.
That'll work. So yeah, if you want to register, you got to answer that question. And if you forget or whatever, somehow you could always email me and I'll give you the answer.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure a spam bot wouldn't be smart enough to do that.
And Kyle's email is always open. So he should be quick to respond. Whereas me, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could email Orion and ask for the answer too, but I don't know how often you check.
Once a day. That's it.
Yep. You can donate. I'm forgetting something. Oh, Facebooks and Twitters. Yes. Facebook.com/itchhat and Twitter.com/itchhat.
The good stuff.
And you can donate.
Yes.
Send us all your Christmas money. Because I know you're going to get tons of grandma money and grandma cards. Send it my way, dog.
Yeah. Why not? You don't need it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
All right. That should do it.
What do we do?
We will check you next week, guys.
Teddy Grahams.